This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, Sandy aside, it is Halloween today, and before the storm hit, I went down to a Halloween store in Manhattan's East Village to meet somebody whose job is perfectly suited for this holiday. His name is Sebastian Van Houten.
My role here at the Halloween Adventure Store is that I'm the master fangsmith.
Fangsmith?
Yes, which means I make custom-made prosthetic fangs.
And what do you make them out of?
The highest quality dental material. It's the same stuff that you use to make dentures and caps and bridges and all sorts of temporary dental work. And I've been doing this for 18 years here.
Wow. Tell me about this room.
This room is the fang shop.
So you
welcome to the dental lab.
Now, so what is that, first of all?
This is a Dremel tool. And a Dremel is a rotary tool. And I use this to carve the fangs.
And who are your customers? Who comes in and wants to get fangs?
Oh, my God. My customers are a unique species of human. you would never recognize them on the street.
With or without their fangs?
Well, the cool thing about the fangs is they're removable, but it has the same psychology behind it as a tattoo or a body piercing. It touches into to my customer's primal nature, the reptilian brain, and brings out this kind of like predatory vibe in them. But more on a societal level.
And you've even, I gather, got some customers down on Wall Street at the big banks.
Whoa, yes. It's very interesting because in this little fang room, you'll have a plumber and then you'll have a multi-million dollar banker. And then a mom will come in and then another banker will come in and then a celebrity will come in and everybody won't even recognize them until they sit down and go, oh, my God, that actor was in Twilight. And they're like, don't tell anybody. My contract says I can't wear fangs.
And does it stay interesting for you? Do you still like doing it?
Yeah. After 18 years, it just gets more and more bizarre because the people that I have as my customers.
Father Sebastian Van Houten, thank you so much.
My pleasure, and have a great Halloween.